This is Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. We're also streaming live at ijpr.org. We've got another live session in store for you today, and it is a rescheduled live session from yesterday. My guest here in the JPR studios is Mr. Matt Anderson. Matt, welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having me.
You are originally from a place called Perth, Andover, New Brunswick.
That's it.
Yep. That is one town, two towns?
We have a bridge, so there's two towns that used to be come together to be one now, yeah.
Was the bridge made before or after you were around?
Oh, way before I was around.
All right.
Yeah,
so that's always been considered
Perth,
a township.
For me. Yeah.
Is that still home for you?
No, now I live in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, which is about 45 minutes out of Halifax.
And how big of a town is that?
Probably about 5,000, depends if the university's in or not. But yeah, all kinds of little areas around there. A nice little farming community.
I understand that if you're in that area, you still want to go to McCain's if you want pizza.
I used to make those pizzas. That's not my first go-to for pizza anymore, but I suppose at one time it might have been.
Tell me about music, New Brunswick. Yeah. I mean, there's such a tremendous fiddle style of music that comes out of Cape Breton, Nova Scotia area, New Brunswick. What's the music scene like in New Brunswick?
It's a really great scene. I mean, the whole East Coast, music is a big part of the culture, so it's something that... You know, for a lot of us, we just grew up with music. We didn't decide to play music. He just eventually picked something up and started playing. And my grandfather played fiddle. He played more like the Acadian and Scottish kind of styles. And then, you know, in Cape Breton, they have their own kind of thing. And Newfoundland has their own styles, too. It's pretty amazing amount of music that's in the culture. It's a really, really cool place to grow up and play.
How did blues end up permeating that northeastern Canadian culture?
A lot of the guys I listened to at home, they learned firsthand from like Sunhouse and Muddy Waters because, you know, the border was so close between Detroit and like Chicago, that kind of stuff. A lot of those guys came into Toronto and Halifax and played up there. So I guess it wasn't really that far removed. It's just, a lot of those guys kind of, you know, toured up there a lot. A lot of guys I've learned from, that's who they learned from. And also just, my brothers had a few blues stuff in their collection, like some Stevie Ray Vaughan, and, you know, Eric Clapton's Unplugged album was a big one for me. So started listening to those, the more, you know, mainstream guys than B.B. King, and kind of dug into their influences and dug more into the whole style.
Matt Anderson is my guest live on Open Air. His new album is called Weightless. I guess it's considered your official U.S. debut.
Yeah.
As far as we all know, it's a little bit more on the singer-songwriter side of things, but your background is in blues. I'll talk about that in just a bit, but love to hear you play something. What do you want to do first?
This one's called Drift Away.
Drift away from your worries, drift away from all of your cares. The storm is raging, it'll be over soon. Let it go and drift away and carry on through the hard times. Carry on through the strife. The darkness is fading, it'll be morning soon. Let it go and carry on. When you don't know what to do and you don't know who to be, when you don't know where to go, where the end is so hard to see, drift away from your worries, drift away from all of your cares. The storm is raging, it'll be over soon. let it go, and drift away. When you don't know what to do, and you don't know who to be, when you don't know where to go, where the end is so hard to see.
That is Matt Anderson live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. His new album is Weightless. More information is available on Matt at stubbyfingers.ca.
That's the one.
Well, let's talk about those fingers a little bit, because you definitely get yourself around the guitar just fine with the self-described stubby fingers.
Yes.
How'd you learn to play guitar?
Pretty well self-taught. You know, I had some cousins that played, and Tab had just kind of started coming out when I started playing, so I used that quite a bit. But just I sat in front of the stereo a lot and played along with John Fogerty and whoever else I could find in the collection. And I just kind of made it up as I went.
You have a crazy number of views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Primarily of doing covers.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of what you were doing for a while?
For a long time, yeah. When I first started out in the bars, you know, I was definitely doing covers a lot, like everybody else does. And then when I started to play my own stuff, I didn't have enough of my own material. Yeah, so I always kind of supplemented the set with some different covers, and they made their way to YouTube. And
worked out okay.
You know, people like them, I guess. So.
Matt, you are the first Canadian ever to win the International Blues Challenge in Memphis.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. It's one of a handful of awards that you have won in the blues world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get put into the blues genre quite a bit, but it's kind of, I don't know, I don't care too much. I've never really made a blues album, but I always seem to win awards for them. But yeah, you know, I kind of grew up on all kinds of different music, so the blues has always just been a big part of it, but it's never been like, you know, I've said it before, I wouldn't stand beside B.B. King. It's like, oh yeah, I play the blues too, because that would be a big lie. You know?
Even the album you referenced a few minutes ago, Clapton's Unplugged.
Yeah.
All right, technically, yes, it's a blues album, and he's a very blues-influenced guy.
Yeah.
But again, he probably wouldn't be considered a straight blues player also. It's
no,
blues,
I mean,
with lots of other things.
Yeah, he definitely can do that stuff, but it's, you know, he's got all kinds of...
It's because he has
heaven,
talent.
Yeah. You know, but Tears in Heaven definitely isn't a blues song, but, you know, it totally fits in, you know, his phrasing, that kind of stuff, all kind of lends to it, like the blues stuff he used to play, I think.
When you're just playing around, do you gravitate toward blues or a little bit of everything?
Depends on the mood. Yeah, it depends on the guitar I have in my hands. You know, it all kind of varies.
Hmm. How long ago did you start going out on the road and expanding beyond New Brunswick?
I've been doing the playing full times for about, what are we at now? Yeah, about 12 years or so now. Yeah, so I've been, you know, I was doing like the pub stuff then kind of started some local gigs and playing around, you know, the East Coast, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, and then I started getting myself into festivals and doing different theater gigs and just kind of touring around as much as I can. So I've been doing pretty close to 200 shows for the last 9 or 10 years. Yeah,
that's a lot of travel.
Yeah, yep.
Anywhere you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, lots of places. You know, I mean, we've done a little, haven't done a whole lot in Europe, so I'd like to get over there some more. But then this is also my first time, you know, last couple of years doing very much down here in the States, so it's kind of really cool getting to travel in places and, you know, see things I've heard about in songs for so long, you know. That kind of stuff's been pretty cool.
There's this great pipeline we've got now through the likes of True North Records, mm-hmm. Of Canadian musicians, where we have exposure to folks that, you know, previously we didn't really ever hear about.
Right.
There's a massive amount of amazing performers, and a lot of them are in that kind of country, folk, blues genre.
Yeah, it seems to be a place where a lot of us kind of gravitate to. I mean, especially, I know on the East Coast, I know that scene really well. It's, we kind of all have our own, I don't know, it's a very blue-collar kind of... area. So, I mean, I think that kind of lends itself to the kind of music we enjoy and play as well.
One of the things that's been written a lot about some of your songs is that sort of blue-collar storytelling feel to them.
Right.
You know, sort of like the Springsteen, you know, storytelling kind of thing. What was the environment like as you were growing up? I mean, did it lend itself to the kind of lyrics and stories that you tell in song?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, I grew up in a pretty small town, so it's a very honest kind of place. You know, there's not a whole lot of fluff, not a whole lot of fake stuff going on. That gets weeded out pretty quick, you know? So it was, my father worked in the wood and mom runs a bed and breakfast, you know, and does catering and that kind of stuff. So they're all both self-employed and, you know, lots of industry as far as, like, you know, natural resource kind of industry, you know, fishing and lumber and that kind of stuff around home. So it's just kind of definitely lends itself to the working hard through the week and enjoying yourself on the weekend kind of mentality.
And what, coal mining was kind of a big deal around there?
Not so much in New Brunswick, but in Nova Scotia around Cape Breton, there's a lot of coal mining, yeah.
And that's kind of starting to dry up a little.
It dried up probably about 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. It's you know, like everyone else, eventually it just kind of stops.
And, right. Yeah. Matt Anderson is my guest live on Open Air. His new album is called Weightless. Can we hear another tune?
Sure thing.
What do you want to play next?
It's called I Lost My Way.
Stepping outside into the night, walking for hours looking for light, one foot on the pavement, one foot in the grave. I lost my way, I lost my way. Walking down Main Street in somebody's town, I'm looking for somebody, nobody's around. If I find someone, don't know what I'd say. I lost my way, I lost my way. I don't want directions, I don't need a map. The lights have gone out, I like it like that. When the sky goes black, come with me, baby, I'll pay what it costs. Let's go get lost. A book with no pages, a sky with no stars, and a show with no stages, a cell with no bars. My guitar's in my hand, I've got nothing to play. I lost my way, I lost my way. I lost my way, I lost my way. Directions, I don't need a map. The lights have gone out, I like it like that. When the sky goes black, come with me, baby, I'll pay what it costs. Let's go get lost. There was a time when we were running together, we were fighting the good fight, thinking things were getting better. Now I don't know where I am, but I know what you say. I lost my way, I lost my way. I lost my way, I lost my way. I lost my, I lost my, I lost my way. I lost my way, I lost my way.
That is Matt Anderson live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, online at ijpr.org. If you missed any of today's live session, we'll have the audio up on our website later today and some photos from our live session. The web address is stubbyfingers.ca for Matt Anderson. The new album is Weightless. Album number 8?
8-ish, yeah.
Wow. Somewhere in there, yeah. That's a lot of music over the last 10 years.
It is a lot of music, yeah. I mean, I've been lucky enough to do a couple of side projects, and also, you know, I have done a couple of live albums that we don't probably aren't in that thing, you know, just that's first couple albums were live ones because it was so much cheaper to do a live album than come to the studio. So.
Any special meaning to the title, Weightless?
Yeah, you know, it's the title track off the album, and the song is all about kind of, you know, shaking off all the stuff that's holding you back and kind of putting some faith in yourself and taking a leap. And this album was my first time working with a major label, like with True North, and also with new management. You know, and working with a big producer, Steve Berlin, who worked on the album. So it was kind of like, you know, kind of getting out of my comfort zone a little bit and pushing the boundaries a little bit with this one.
Yeah, Steve Berlin shows up on an awful lot of records.
He does, man. You know, I mean, my manager mentioned to me, you know, I suggested him as a producer, and I knew his name, but then I started looking at, you know, what he produced, and, you know, he was in, you know, half my record collection, so it was it was very cool, yeah.
Right. Well, and prior to that, you had done a lot of work with Colin Linden.
Yeah.
He's been in before with Black and the Rodeo Kings and stuff, and he is sort of like the central guy for Canadian music. Everybody at some point has worked with Colin Linden in one way or another.
He's a brilliant guy, man, and such a great guy to work with, too. You know, he's a really good friend.
So looking forward here with Weightless, is this a direction that your music is going to continue along, which is to move away from more traditional blues?
You know, none of that was really conscious so much. You know, it's just, we just wrote the songs as they came in. You know, I wrote, all the songs are co-writes, and I kind of did that on purpose just to make sure I didn't, I find if I write by myself too long, too close to my, like to a certain short period of time, I'll end up borrowing from myself too much, and things start to sound, you know, like I'm ripping myself off. So.
Yeah, there's an interesting quote I came across from you, which I found fascinating, because a lot of artists want, you know, that they strive to sound unique and individual, but you actually said something along the lines of that you co-wrote with people consciously because you wanted to make sure you didn't sound like yourself too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I just find like you can, my brother always called it the Wilson Phillips syndrome. Not to bring anybody out, but, you know, every song kind of sounded the same for a while there, and I just always want to make sure I avoided that. And so that's why I went, you know, the people I wrote with, you know, I leaned on their strengths quite a bit to make myself better.
Oh. Well, and that's especially tough in the blues, because it's a set pattern, and to really make songs sound different, you have to be pretty creative.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I the album, you know, I get a lot of people who say, too, they don't like the blues, but they like what I do, so I don't think I've really been in that. You know, I have a few tunes that are definitely just a straight up, you know, 1-4-5 kind of thing. But I mean, the blues now is so wide open. The people who are considering the blues, you know, Tedeschi Trucks Band, you know, definitely a huge blues influence, but it's as much soul, you know, Motown kind of stuff in there too. So it's, I did the writing. You know, it was really cool to write with, you know, like Dave Gunning, a really great story writer, which wasn't something I leaned to so much. It was really cool to hook up with him for those kind of songs.
Well, we've been totally excited to explore your music. Who are some other Canadian folks that we haven't probably heard about that we should?
Oh man, there's so many great acts at home. You know, there's Monkey Junk is a really great blues act from Ottawa, and you know, just in the East Coast, like I mentioned, Dave Gunning's a really great story writer. You know, I put him in the same vein as like Gordon Lightfoot and Stan Rogers. You know, really great, you know, folk songs, you know, about where he's from. And there's J.P. Cormier, and you know, we got some great rock too, you know, Joel Plaskett and Matt Mays, and there's some really great stuff. And with the whole gamut, you know, I think for a long time we had the stereotype of being fiddles and guitars, but there's a great tradition there of that, but it breaks out quite a bit from that as well.
Matt Anderson is my guest live here on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service. His new album is Weightless. Can we hear one more?
Absolutely.
All right, what do you want to go out with?
It's called Let You Down.
Everyone likes to be the one you love. I'm gonna be the one that let you down. If you'll be the one that'll let it go, I'll be the one to make it come around. I'll give you everything I have to give, I am yours. This ship without a sail will surely end up washed upon the shore. I may not be your answer, but there's truth, a truth in every word. Everyone likes to be the one you love. I'm gonna be the one to let you down. If you'll be the one that'll let it go, I'll be the one to make it come around. You can waste a million breaths on people you hardly even know. When the truth comes out, you can blow away the dust and make the colors show. I may not be your answer, but there's truth, a truth in every word. Everyone likes to be the one you love. I'm gonna be the one that let you down. If you'll be the one that'll let it go, I'll be the one to make it come around. We don't need to be perfect, just need to be real. All our honest flaws and imperfections make us who we are. Everyone likes to be the one you love. I'm gonna be the one to let you down. If you'll be the one that'll let it go, I'll be the one. one to make it come around. I'll be the one to make it come around. I'll be the one to make it come around. Yes, I'm gonna be the one to let you down.
Matt, thanks so much for rearranging and coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Best luck with the new album, and good luck on the rest of the tour.
Thanks very much.